Hi, this is Brad Easterling over here in Glasscock, Reagan, Upton counties. It's kind of like the last couple of weeks. The number one concern for most folks around here is going to be rain. We still haven't got much rain around here, nothing over the past week, and it has been hot and dry. Yesterday, Monday, we saw temperatures up around 105, and it was a scorcher around here, and we're really starting to see things go downhill. We have absolutely got to get some rain around here. Dry land in most all of our situations, if it's not up right now, it for the most part is not going to come up. We've got a lot of people, if they're still out in the field trying to plant, they're just flat dusting it in. And with our forecast coming up, there's not very good chances of most of it coming up. Even our irrigated that's already up is really starting to suffer. The high winds that are blowing are really giving this crop a beating right now. We're seeing a lot of plants out there that have just been whipped. The sand is blasting it pretty good. We go out there today, and the high winds that we've got today, we've got gusts over 40 miles an hour. The sky is just full of sand, and it's really beating on these plants right now. Haley, what are y'all seeing over there?
Hi, Brad. Yeah, we're kind of in the same boat, you know, with the lack of moisture. We really need a rainfall. And kind of like you said it, you know, we have some dry land fields that, you know, have been planted in the past couple of weeks and aren't coming up. And, you know, if they're not coming up, they, you know, it's not going to happen. And there's some irrigated fields that were planted early on, but, you know, it has taken a toll with the heat, the wind. And you said it, the winds that we've had, you know, blowing these, sandblasting them. I mean, we're hurting. And so overall, I mean, we look pretty poor. I mean, there might be a couple fields here and there that is irrigated and, you know, lucked out without getting some of these hail or, you know, some of the hard rains. But for the most part, you know, we're not looking very good. And looking at the forecast, we're staying hot, we're staying dry. And so, you know, we needed a rainfall a long time ago, and we're kind of in the same boat, needing a rainfall over and over and over again. But
yes, ma'am. I mean, that's kind of where we're at. And I think, you know, from here going all the way north through the High Plains, everybody's kind of in that same situation right now. You know, looking at some of the data and talking to a lot of folks, we're seeing a lot of similarities to 2018 right now, which, as everybody knows, wasn't a good year. So I don't know what we're going to do except pray for a little bit of rain right now. How's the grains looking over there?
We're looking marginal. I mean, they're like the weather has taken a toll on us. Our sorghum was looking okay because, you know, we were receiving some rainfalls in the past few weeks, but the heat has turned on and the soil has dried up. And so we're looking pretty poor. I mean, we've had some that's even heading out, busting some heads because the heat's just skyrocketed it. And so, you know, we're not really looking good on that aspect. And our corn, you know, it took a beating with the weather early on as well. And so people haven't been able to turn water off on the corn. And so, you know, the cost of irrigation right now, you know, in the past few months, because of how dry and how hot we've been, you know, it's taken a toll on the growers. And so our grains, you know, we're definitely marginal on the poor side as well. And so we just needed a rain a long time ago. Same story, different crop. I mean, that's how it's going.
We're seeing an awful lot of that right now, too. Our corn is really suffering out there. One thing that's killing us now is we've got a lot of corn that is really starting to tassel out. We're going to see some pollination. Some of it just starting, and a lot of it by the end of this week is going to start pollinating. And with these extremely high temperatures right now, it's not going to be good for it. You know, it's all needing water right now, but at the same time, we've got guys that are really needing to put that water on corn or on cotton. You know, it's not using a lot of water, but it's needing that water. They're needing to start banking water to get ready for our blooming. So it's just hard to split that water when we're as short as we are right now and put it on corn and start banking it for cotton. So most guys are shifting that water over to the cotton, and the corn is really struggling. You know, our sorghum is, it's hanging on, but it's going downhill every day. So, you know, things don't look good from a grain situation as a whole around here.
You said it well, Brad, kind of the same thing when you talk about the corn and the irrigation. Yeah, people are having to pull it off just to keep their cotton just going, you know, just so it can actually make it to put on a bloom. You know what I mean? And so, yeah, we're in the same boat. insect pressures over there?
Not for the most part. You know, early on, I was seeing more thrips than we normally have, but things have kind of slowed down a little bit from that standpoint. We have treated a couple of fields around here, and they were always our highest yielding fields, so they're definitely want to make sure that there's not much of a limiting factor out there as far as their insect pressure or anything else that's going to limit their yields. Everybody else, they're pretty light as far as any kind of insect pressure. And I think with the situation that we're lining up with right now, there's not going to be just a whole lot of inputs put into most of this cotton around here, unless we see some kind of a drastic change. But everything else is pretty light. We've seen a handful of aphids in a couple of places, but other than that, we don't see a whole lot.
Good deal, Brad. Yep, same here. I just thought I'd throw that out there, but yeah, it looks like the insects are going to go away with this. No one's going to want to be spending any money on their crop, looking at how it's going.
All right. Well, that's about all we have here in the St. Lawrence area.
And that's all I have going on in the Concho Valley.
This has been a production of the Texas A&M AgriLife Extension Service Entomology Department here on the High Plains of Texas.